We watched. One morning, Jem and I found a load of stove wood in the backyard. Later, a sack of hickory nuts appeared on the back steps. With Christmas came a crate of smilax and holly. That spring, when we found a croaker sack full of turnip greens, Atticus said Mr. Cunningham had more than paid him.
"Why does he pay you like that?" I asked.
"Because that's the only way he can pay me. He has no money."
"Are we poor, Atticus?"
Atticus nodded. "We are indeed." Jem's nose wrinkled.
"Are we as poor as the Cunninghams?"
"Not exactly. The Cunninghams are country folks, farmers, and the crash hit them hardest."
Atticus said professional people were poor because the farmers were poor.
As Macomb County was farm country, nickels and dimes were hard to come by for doctors and dentists and lawyers. Entailment was only a part of Mr. Cunningham's vexations. The acres not entailed were mortgaged to the hilt, and the little cash he made went to interest. If he held his mouth right, Mr. Cunningham could get a WPA job, but his land would go to ruin if he left it, and he was willing to go hungry to keep his land and vote as he pleased. "Mr. Cunningham," said Atticus, "came from a set breed of men." As the Cunninghams had no money to pay a lawyer, they simply paid us with what they had. "Did you know," said Atticus, "that Dr. Reynolds works the same way? He charges some folks a bushel of potatoes for delivery of a baby."
"Miss Scout, if you give me your attention, I'll tell you what entailment is. Jem's definitions are very nearly accurate sometimes."
If I could have explained these things to Miss Caroline, I would have saved myself some inconvenience and Miss Caroline subsequent mortification. But it was beyond my ability to explain things as well as Atticus. So I said,
"You're shaming him, Miss Caroline. Walter hasn't got a quarter at home to bring you, and you can't use any stove wood."
Miss Caroline stood stock still, then grabbed me by the collar and hauled me back to her desk.
"Jean Louise, I've had about enough of you this morning," she said. "You are starting off on the wrong foot in every way, my dear. Hold out your hand."